Unit 19. Reading and Writing Online. How you read depends on when and why you read. When you read to find information in a reference book, you probably just scan the words. You look for what you need. However, when you read for fun in your free time, you read differently. You probably focus on the text more closely and read more slowly. The same situations apply online. Typically, people use websites and online material as sources of information. Not very many people spend time reading online just for pleasure. In essence, this means that very few people are reading every word that appears on their computer screens. Rather, people are scanning web pages for data that is useful or interesting to them. Writers who develop online material need to be aware of such reading habits. That way, they can organize and format their material accordingly. Let's say a writer formats his or her material as one big block of text. Most online readers will probably scroll right past it. Very short paragraphs of two or maybe three lines are much more likely to be read by online viewers. Bulleted lists and sentence fragments are even better. One rule of thumb given for online material is this: make the text half the length of what you would write on paper. Writers should aim for using half as many words as they would use on paper. In addition, they should only use 2/3 of the ideas they would use on paper. Fewer words and more focused content add up to better cybertexts. The length of text is not the only thing writers must take into account. If they want to catch readers' eyes and attention, they need to consider certain design factors. Designing online pages is not easy. Some fonts, such as Verdanda and Georgia, are easy to read on a computer screen. Other fonts are not. Online writers also need to choose an appropriate size for such fonts. These factors help to present online text effectively.